Welcome to the best 5 minute wine podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Dry Creek Valley may be small, roughly 16 miles long and 2 miles wide, yet it's home to over 150 wineries and some of the oldest Zinfandel vines in America. Why so much Zinfandel? Early Italian immigrants planted it here because the soils and hot day, cool night climate mirrors parts of Tuscany. So let's zoom in on Geyersville, California, 8533 Dry Creek Road, home to
the best 5 minute wine podcast.
Hi, this is Deborah Matthew, proprietor of Dutcher Crossing Winery in Dry Creek Valley.
You grew up in Wisconsin, is that correct?
That is correct.
Growing up in Wisconsin, what is that like? Is it all about cheese and cold weather?
Well, that's part of it. It's all about warm family feeling and sensitivity and friends. And I grew up in Norman Rockwell situation, and that's my memory. I have two older brothers who are awesome, great, but I'm the baby and the only girl, and as I like to say, they quit when they got it right.
And I'm sure that goes over well with the brothers.
My mom ran the household and us kids, so she was a great homemaker and role model. But my dad had a family company that was in road building and energies, so he was a civil engineer. And I am, out of my siblings, the only one that did not follow the path of the family business. But I forged my own path with everybody's encouragement.
Then you get out of high school and you go to college?
I'm not sure how much you know about me, but I went to France in high school and steered some wineries for the first time. And I went, oh, I should do that for a living. I should do that for life. And my mom and dad kind of went, no, we don't know anything about that. You know, go get a degree and get a job. And I did. I was in the teaching world. When my dad got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, you know, you realize life is short. I talked to him. I wanted to do the wine business. We had looked on and off together for a while. And he said, great, let's do it as long as I have left. And him and my mom and I set off on the journey to find the right winery. And here I am.
So in high school, how did you go to France in high school?
I did not take French for the love of the language. I took French class for 3 years because I wanted to take the trip to France as a junior. So part of the deal, and it was a great experience, and it was impactful, even though did I really think I'd be in the wine industry? No. It was an eye-opening what the world could offer more than what I was seeing. I think that's the most important thing that you take away from experiences outside of the country or outside of your own world. What else is there to offer? And it just kind of opened my eyes that there's other things to experience and learn about.
So when you went to France and you saw these wineries, what exactly was it? It was like, oh my gosh, I just love this. Was it outdoors? What was it?
I don't know what I thought a vineyard looked like. I don't know what I thought the wine industry was or where wine came from, but I saw vineyards and they were just all, and they had beautiful wineries. And I did not realize you could do it for a living. It just felt like it's just who people were, farmers. But I realized you could do it for a living. It seemed romantic. It seemed like something different every single day. Like you're a farmer, you're in production, you're manufacturing, like it's something different. And that's kind of what intrigued me, that it wasn't the same thing day in, day out.
So after taking the trip as a junior, and then your mom and everybody going around looking at wineries to purchase, what time frame are we looking at there?
I had looked on and off when I was in my 20s. And then when I got, you know, and the wineries that were for sale for a reason. They weren't doing well. And that was not a good situation for me. And my mom and dad made it very clear to me, like, we do not understand this business. We're not turnkey people in this business. Is probably not the right situation for you. Like, you got to find the right situation and be smart about it. And so when my dad got sick, when I was in my 30s, you know, we did a hard push for about 4.5 years. And unfortunately, he passed away 3 months before I bought the winery. So he never got to see Dutcher Crossing, but he knew about it. And I think he's here in spirits, and you would hate he's part of the story because he was very quiet, private man. But he's part of the story, and it is what it is. And we work hard to make him proud.
The best 5 minute wine podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.